Well, we're going to go back to Warwickshire now and talk to Councillor Johnson, who has lost their seat on the council. Councillor Johnson, what's happened to you tonight? Tell us.
Well, I lost my seat, my council seat on Warwickshire County Council.
And you had been with the council for how long and holding what position?
One term, and I was chair of group and chair of an overview of the Scrutiny Committee.
So you were chair of the Labour group?
Yeah.
For you then, does this indicate a further bad result for Labour? We were hearing Izzy Seccombe just a few moments ago expecting that the Conservatives would take control of the council from no overall control. Is that what you're expecting now?
Yeah, I am expecting, and I think that our Labour group on Warwickshire County Council will be significantly reduced tonight.
Why is that?
I think that with the start of the general election campaign hasn't helped. The national message, that national issues have somewhat swamped our local message that we've been trying to put out about what we've done in Warwickshire and what we're hoping to achieve in Warwickshire. And we've obviously got issues with our party nationally, which are, I think, fairly well known.
Issues meaning what?
Well, I think while Jeremy Corbyn's policies are popular and can be popular and quite well received by the public, his leadership style isn't.
What are people saying to you then, when you've been campaigning?
People have been saying to us that Jeremy Corbyn's style has been putting them off voting Labour.
His style and policies?
No, it's not the policies. I think when the policies are explained, they do receive a degree of support. But Jeremy Corbyn isn't coming across well with the public, and I think that's fairly well known.
And obviously, once you've got through these local elections, yeah, you then go on to fight a general election. You're standing as a candidate, aren't you, in Nuneaton?
Yes, I am.
Obviously, for the Conservatives, taking and holding Nuneaton was a tremendous triumph for them.
Yes.
How do you predict June the 8th panning out for you?
I think it is going to be a difficult election, but the general election campaign still has a long way to run. There are a lot of things can happen during that campaign, and we'll see what the next 5 weeks bring. But we'll be fighting hard in Nuneaton to get our message across and show that, you know, we can highlight some of the failings of the Conservative government in terms of health service and education, which aren't helping the people of Nuneaton, and we'll be putting that message across strongly.
How are you going to overcome, though, the problem that you've just talked about in the local elections, the national message? Well, you translated it as the national leader, Jeremy Corbyn. That has swamped the message that you've tried to put across. What are you going to do about the Jeremy Corbyn factor?
We'll be explaining, putting across strongly what the policies are that the Labour Party is putting forward, and some of those can be quite popular. And we'll be emphasising that this election is about challenging the Conservatives on their record, and emphasising the need to elect a strong local member who will stand up for Nuneaton.
But would you be able to say Jeremy Corbyn would make a great Prime Minister?
That's a difficult question, isn't it? And I think the choice is difficult because I don't think Theresa May is a great Prime Minister. Her dealings so far with the Brexit process have not shown that she's capable of looking after the interests of the British people. I don't think she is coming across very well at all. So, you know, for the first time probably in my adult life, you've got leaders of parties which both have their own difficulties.
Councillor Johnson, thank you very much for talking to us on...